Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny day across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are pleasant, making it a perfect afternoon for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, in Israel, anticipation builds for the Netanyahu-Trump meeting. However, the focus is on Ankara, where talks may follow the NATO summit. This comes from Walla in earlier reporting. Also, President al-Sisi emphasized the need for a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. This statement was made during the Egyptian Pentagon launch, according to Israel Hayom, earlier this hour. Also this hour, the U.S. has begun discussions with Israel about a withdrawal from Lebanon. This is reported by Israel Hayom a short time ago. Separately, the IDF reports that Gaza airstrikes have killed two Hamas commanders. This update comes from JNS just minutes ago. And finally, Barry Lipp has won Australia's first gold at the 2026 Maccabiah Games. This joyful news comes from the Australian Jewish News in earlier reporting. From X, the latest. Me24, a Middle East news outlet, shared an analysis by Amine Ayoub. It claims Iran is backing Islamist factions in Sudan, complicating peace efforts. This was posted just minutes ago. Andrew Fox commented on the cost of flying the Red Arrows to the USA. He criticized it as an embarrassing move by Britain. This was posted earlier today. Ynet Global reports delays in the IDF's plan to integrate women into infantry roles. This comes amid challenges with fitness and injuries. This was posted earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Netanyahu-Trump meeting, Walla reports that Netanyahu aims to meet Trump following the NATO summit in Ankara. The meeting could influence regional security discussions, especially with Turkey's role in NATO. Turning to President al-Sisi's statement. Israel Hayom reports that during the launch of the Octagon, al-Sisi called for a Palestinian state. This aligns with Egypt's long-standing position on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and could impact future peace negotiations. Meanwhile, the U.S. engages with Israel on a potential Lebanon withdrawal. According to Israel Hayom, CENTCOM's Brad Cooper promised to manage necessary arrangements during his Beirut visit. This could affect regional stability and Israel's security strategy. The IDF's strike in Gaza, as reported by JNS, eliminated two Hamas commanders. They posed a threat to Israeli troops. This action may escalate tensions in the region, but aims to neutralize immediate threats. And finally, Barry Lipp's gold medal win for Australia at the Maccabiah Games is a significant achievement. This event fosters international Jewish sportsmanship and unity, celebrating both competition and camaraderie. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that the Bank of Israel is likely to cut interest rates again. Economists view this as a response to cooling inflation and slowing growth. Separately, CTEC highlights Israel's AI-driven humanitarian efforts. These initiatives are extending aid to disaster-hit areas like Venezuela, showcasing a shift to remote assistance. And finally, as reported by Israel Hayom Business, Tel Aviv tops the list for car thefts in Israel. The city saw nearly a 10% increase, with two-wheeled vehicles particularly targeted. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.